Hey friends, on this episode of the Danny Morrell Show, we discuss a topic that is a hot one on Instagram right now. Is buying a home a good investment? I've got a couple of points that I want to share with you specifically about this topic, being that we're in the real estate industry, we invest our money in real estate, and I feel that we have some really good insights for this particular issue. If you're a real estate professional out there, you might be watching some of these videos that are floating around wondering, what the heck? I love helping people. These videos are getting out there. They might be confusing people, and I don't really have good talking points to help people understand the reality of buying a home. And that's what I want to do with you on this podcast. I want to share with you some insights so that you can fully understand where this issue came from, the reason why these videos are being put out there, and most importantly, how you can help your home buyers to understand that for them, buying a home could be, quite frankly, one of the best investments they ever make. So first, let's take a look at where this issue started. This started with Robert Kiyosaki and the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The concept of a home being a terrible investment has been around since he launched the book. Quite frankly, I love the book. And quite frankly, I will say this, from the perspective of your financial statement, right? And from the perspective of it being an asset or a liability. Some of you will consider your home an asset. From Robert Kiyosaki's perspective, a home is a liability. And the reason why it's a liability is because it costs you money. It doesn't give you money. Now, more on that a little bit later. About a year and a half ago or so, maybe 2 years ago, Gary started making videos calling a home a really bad investment. And obviously our friend Grant is now on that bandwagon and he's making a video every week saying that it's a bad investment. And I'm going to tell you why. This is very, very important. You got to pay attention to this, okay? I've got 3 points that I want to discuss with you. Point number one, if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Influencers nowadays will do or say anything for your attention. It's very important that you understand this, all right? So when you are thinking about what content people are putting out, you've got to realize that for most influencers, they want a topic that is a firestorm topic. They want a topic that will grab your attention. They want a topic that will make you think the opposite of what you've been thinking this entire time, right? So if you're a real estate professional and you see a video from a billionaire like Grant who says buying a home is a terrible investment, then guess what? You're going to pay attention. Here's all I ask you to consider. What is the purpose behind the video? All right? What is the purpose behind the video? Look, I'm not gonna knock anybody for their business and what they do in their business because it's their business. And quite frankly, if their business is successful, great. God bless them, right? Yet if your business is getting people to give you their money so that you can invest it, so you could buy real estate and quote unquote, giving them a return, damn it, if that was my business, I would tell you every single day that buying a home was a terrible investment because the motivation behind it is for you to give me your money. You got to be conscious of this, right? You got to be aware of this. The reality is that influencers will grab onto a topic for many different reasons, but you got to be conscious of the fact that most of them just want your attention. And you got to guard your energy from this stuff because some of it is good and some of it is bad. Now, I'm going to give you my professional opinion right now. Is buying a home a bad investment? Well, it depends on who you are. And that's point number two. I wrote down, live your dream and follow your plan. Look, for me right now, I have a couple $100,000 in the bank. I'm about to put it into a home and I'm about to remodel the house. I'm going to gut it. I'm going to put a brand new backyard, an infinity edge pool. And, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of money on the house. Is it a wise investment for me, Danny Morrell? The answer is no, it's not. I'll tell you it's not. I'm much better off taking that money and buying some apartments. Okay? I'll get a much greater return. However, I've got two issues with this. Issue number one, I live in Rancho Cucamonga, California. If you don't know where that is not Miami. That is not Chicago. That is not Los Angeles, Orange County, Beverly Hills. It's nowhere near anywhere where they've got some nice high-rise apartments or luxury condos that per my living standards, I feel happy living in. You got to get that, guys. I have very high living standards. And if you're like me, you could have very high living standards and you don't have an option to lease anything that meets those standards. So guess what? You're going to have to go buy a house and you're going to have to go make it look and feel the way you want it to look and feel. Now, I get it that there's people out there that'll say, well, just go live in an apartment. I'll be honest with you. I hate it. All right. Due to my divorce, I've been living in an apartment for about 1 year and 3 months. I can't wait to get the heck out of there. So that's issue number one. If you have high living standards, you're going to want to live in a nice place. Very, very important. Issue number two, follow your dream. Follow your plan. Our company sells over 2,600 homes a year. And for the first time home buyer, we happen to deal with a lot of Hispanics. For the first time Hispanic home buyer who has saved up $6,000, right, for an FHA loan, right? They're putting their $6,000 into a house. I have seen this happen hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of time now over my 20 plus years in real estate, where they invest $6,000 and 5 years later, I sell their house and they're netting $100,000 or more. I don't care who you are. That's a phenomenal freaking investment, right? So it just depends who you are and it depends what your plan is. The question I have for you is, do you know how to buy commercial real estate? Do you know how to invest your money? And do you know what returns you should be getting on that money when it comes to commercial real estate? Do you know how to rehab multiple units, 10, 15, 20 units, so that the property value increases where you could make $1 million or more on the purchase of the property? If you don't, then I've got to tell you, why are you worrying about a home being a good investment or not? It doesn't matter. You see, many of us invest our energy into things that really don't matter to us, right? So follow your plan, right? If someday you want to be an astute investor and someday you want to buy commercial real estate, well, then I would say take some of that money and invest in a class to teach you what you don't know. If not, don't worry about it and follow your plan and stick to your plan. For those of you that are real estate professionals, it's very important that you coach your clients this way because they could be watching these videos, right? Point number three, and this is a big one I wrote down, don't invest your energy into what you don't know, right? You could be killing yourself right now. You could have heard that video and you could have heard somebody say buying a home is a terrible investment. And now you could be jogging. Your mind could be going crazy thinking, well, wait a minute, if it's not a good investment, then what do? I had a plan. All this time I wanted to buy a house and so forth and so on. Listen, there's a lot of different reasons to buy a home. Maybe you need a little bit more space for your family. Maybe for you, a home is a big deal because you've lived in an apartment your entire life. I know that for me, it was a big deal because we used to live in the ghetto when I was 18 years old. And I wanted to get my family out of there. And so I saved up some money. As a matter of fact, I'm a great example. I saved up a little bit of money. I believe I put down $4,500, and by the time it was all said and done, 3 years later, we sold that house and I netted $90,000. This was as a 24-year-old kid. You can't tell me buying a home is not a great investment because I've lived it. I've done it the right way. I've done it over and over again. And so don't invest your energy in what you don't know, all right? Don't let anyone tell you that buying a home is not a great investment. It's probably not a great investment for them because they have the knowledge, the expertise, and the know-how to go out and buy commercial real estate. So yes, it's not a good investment. You're much smarter and you're much better off buying multiple family units, right? But if for you, you're sitting there watching this episode of my podcast right now, and you have not invested any time or energy into the knowledge it takes to properly invest your money in commercial real estate, then I gotta tell you, buying a home could be a great investment for you, right? Perspective is everything and everyone is in a different position in life, right? So that's my message to you guys. Is buying a home a great investment? I like to answer it by saying, it depends who you are and it depends what your scenario is, right? Depending on who you are and depending on what your scenario is, it could very well be the greatest investment you've ever made in your life. I've seen it happen hundreds of times where my clients and our clients here at the company are beyond happy at the fact that they bought a home and it ended up being the greatest investment they have ever made. All right. Stick to your plan. Stick to your dream. If you don't have knowledge, invest money, time, and energy in the knowledge you need to make appropriate decisions. And if you have any questions, please make sure to post them below. Thanks so much. I'm going to go ahead and let you all know that if you enjoy our content, many of you have been to our event, Relentless. It's a 3-day event. We just confirmed the dates, April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, 2020. It's going to be right here on Ontario, California, close to our home offices. We hope to see you there. If you haven't been to Relentless yet, check out the website, relentlessevent.com, to find out more information about the event. I hope to see you there. Bye-bye.